As this song says, we give glory and honor to God. And we're going to give him praise right now. God did some amazing things this weekend in young people's lives. We see it every single time we go to the advance. God just touches them in a special way. And then we see it carry over into their late teens and into their 20s where they're on fire for God and they stay plugged into the things of God. We just wanted to give testimony this morning. I'm going to ask Nikki just to come up to get the microphone. And I'm just going to ask a couple of the young people to just give their testimony this morning quickly. And they don't know who it is, I'm going to tell you right now. And you can just stay up here and worship. I'm going to have Elijah and Titus and Brooke come up. Just stand with Nikki and just share what the Lord did to you and did for you. And there's a lot of amazing testimonies, church. What we know, we heard back from their leaders about what God did in their lives. And I just want you to listen to how good God is. And we want to thank all those that sponsored young people to go. That's good seed in the ground. That seed that'll come back and reap a harvest upon your life. So just listen to what they have to say.
You know, like during this song, it's so funny. I just remember I told this to the Pillars last night too. It's resonating in my spirit. The song talks about those who know his name, the name of Jesus. Such a powerful name. And we have people here that know his name, but there are others out there that do not know his name. They do not know how gracious and how loving he is, how kind he is, and how good he is. And I told this to the Pillars last night that we have leaders around here that can go into their jobs, into their schools, and can take this love that we know, and Nikki said it last night too, this perfect love. Where else can you find a perfect love in this world? There is no other perfect love in this world but the name of Jesus. And we are to take that love that we know, because we know his name, and we are to expand that and spread it out into the world and bring others into this love so they can know it. So many young people last night, they got to know his name, and now they can take that experience as a truth anchor in their lives and spread it to others.
Hi, I'm Titus. So last night we were singing this song and it just hit me, like just going crazy, jumping, crying, screaming about Jesus. And if you just jump and dance and submit yourself to him, he can let go of anything you're dealing with. If you submit yourself, there's freedom in Jesus. And if you think about what other people are going to think of me if I jump and I dance, it doesn't matter. Because you matter to God, and God cares about you. And if you jump and you dance and you sing and you praise, you're going to get much more than you ever would have received if you just stood in your seat. Calling this Nikki for everything this weekend too.
So we were talking about it on the way home, and I'm a pillar, so, and I'm like, getting towards the end of being a pillar. So I'm 22 and you age out at 24. And we were talking about it, and I've been to 11 advances. So I've got to be a part of some really amazing services. And that last Saturday night service, for like those of you that don't know, that's like the big finale, is the best way I could put it. But for me, this advance, my big service was Friday night. And we didn't get to go to Sacandaga for Friday night. Normally we stay overnight. But we had service here, so it was kind of like youth normally. But we had service first at 6 o'clock. So we had worship, and then Polly shared his message. And normally we go in the back, so we hear Jamie share pillars. So it was nice to hear Polly speak, and he talked about forgiveness. And he talked about having unforgiveness, and that's something I've struggled with. I've dealt with a lot of hurt. But Polly talked about how Jesus died, not just for our sins, but for the people that have hurt us, and how he took that on him on the cross. So how are we supposed to hold unforgiveness against those people when Jesus paid the price? And he compared it to, how are we not supposed to forgive Jesus, because he's the one that took on their sins? And that was just so powerful to me. And Polly had said, like, you've never thought about unforgiveness this way. And I was like, I don't know, Polly. I've heard a lot of messages about unforgiveness. But then he said that, and it just, like, hit me. And I know Polly noticed. I sat, like, that seat and cried for, like, the last 20 minutes of his message. And then he had an altar call for us to go up and release all of that unforgiveness. And I know Zach talked about it when we, like, got together at the end of the advance for pillars. But, like, that burden that is released when you give it over to God, like, after that Friday night service, I was free to worship the Lord and feel, like Titus said, complete freedom from that burden that I was carrying around. And like another thing that Polly said a lot of good things, but he talked about when you carry around unforgiveness, it's like carrying around a hot coal in your hand and expecting someone else to get burnt by it. And I know I've experienced that, like carrying that around with me, but I'm the one dealing with the consequences, not the one that I have unforgiveness towards. I just want to encourage you guys, if you have unforgiveness, to go up to the altar, because there's nothing like that. I sat on the altar and cried and cried and cried, and Jesus took it from me. He took all the burdens that I was carrying around and I didn't even realize.
Amen. Let's just continue in worship, amen, and let's follow the examples of our young adults as they have entered into the love of God and the freedom of God and received that burden removed.